Fraternity Wards, dear Stephen Shirley, I'm writing you this letter for your help. My father and I have been very close since I was a little boy. He has always cared for and helped me in every way in my life. My mother died when I was 5, and he put his life on hold and raised me by myself. He is the greatest father. Here's the problem. All the males in my family are Qs, going back to the 40s. I went against the bond. Omega is a great organization, but it was not in my heart. I just pledged Sigma last September. When he found out, he disowned me. I tried to explain, and that's when he beat me black and blue. My uncles, his blood brothers, went over to the house with me, and it took all 3 of them to pull him off of me. He said he never wants to see me again. That hurt me to the core. Please help. He has totally disowned me. I'm 19 and afraid that I will never see my father again.
Wow.
How sad is this letter?
Wow.
How
man.
Sad is this letter? It's appalling to me to think that a father would disown his own blood son for a fraternity. I'm sorry. I know a lot of people have strong ties to their fraternities and their sororities and all that, but this is inconceivable to me. I mean, I have nothing against any fraternity, any sorority, anything like that. They're all great in their own way. They do great work, all of that. But I mean, and Steve, we talk about it all the time. Steve is a Q. Tommy's a Kappa. They're in the same family. Steve didn't beat Tommy down.
I
know. I'm sure you did.
He
I'm
just
sure you
away from
wanted
it for 6 years. That's all. I tried to get that.
But the bottom line is you have to respect the fact that we all are individuals with our own minds, our own choices. I mean, you raise your son. Your son loves you. He says you're the greatest father. I mean, why can't you see past your fraternity? I don't understand this grown man, dad. Your son doesn't have a mother. Now you're disowning him. I don't get this. This young man, this is still your son who loves you. He needs his father. He's only 19. Your job is not quite done yet. I mean, what does this have to do with the fact that you're his father? I don't understand this. I really don't, Steve. I think this is horrible
Black
parenting.
And blue, man.
Horrible parenting yet again. You put your frat over your son, Steve?
I want to hear this.
Well.
Yeah, this is one that's dear. Let's go.
Here we go. These frats is really making the news lately.
Mm. Oh, we going there.
We, see there?
If you throw a rock.
Yep.
Yeah, right there, dog. I ain't saying nothing.
Continue with your answer, yeah. Mr. Harvey.
Please, first of all, the number one bond formed is in this letter right here. Is the father-son bond. Mm-hmm. That is the bond, father-son. That's the bond that's most important. You could have had this boy before you were a member of Omega Psi Phi or after, but whatever, before or after, the only bond that you have with this 19-year-old is this is your son. It is the father and son bond. It supersedes your relationship with your brothers. It supersedes your relationship with your friends. The only two relationships that don't supersede you and your son is you and your wife and you and your God. Other than that, he right there. Now, his mom passed, so after the relationship you got with your God, Omega Man, is your relationship with your son. See, the cardinal principles of Omega Psi Phi are manhood, scholarship, perseverance, and uplift. That's all it is. Those are the 4 cardinal principles. Manhood, scholarship, perseverance, uplift. Where in that set of cardinal principles does it call for you to disown your son because of an ill-fated decision he made? There is no excuse for this. There is no honoring this as a fellow Omega Man myself. There is no condoning this on any level. Now, with that said, let's deal with a couple other things. Because it absolutely makes no damn sense at all. Seeing as how, first of all, you should be grown. And really, it's our fraternity. Really, it's all it is. It's our fraternity. The fraternity don't come in front of my wife. The fraternity can't come in front of my kids. It can't. It can't come in front of my God. Read your bylaws. Read everything about Omega Sci-Fi. It even speaks about the wife. Read about it. Read about it. It's all there, dog. So you completely out of line. I have two sons that's in college. Ain't either one of them pledged. They don't want to. I don't really blame them. I don't really blame it. I don't recommend pledging. Not after my pledge period.
Man, come on.
The one I did, the pledge period that I had at Psi Gamma Kent State, I don't recommend that to no damn body. No damn body.
He beat him, though, dog.
But, well, he had that ass whooping coming. I want you to understand the ass whooping. The disowning he don't have coming. The jumping on, that wasn't nothing. He survived it. He cool. That was just a little lightweight ass whooping. He had that coming.
It took all three of them to pull him off.
He had that one coming.
No, Steve.
No. The disowning part is unthinkable.
You're crazy.
I'm busting you upside your head for pledging Phi Beta Sigma. That's where the ass woman came in. I want you to understand this here.
It took all three of them, Steve.
Phi Beta Sigma.
So what if it was a Kappa, it'd be all right?
No, it wouldn't, might not have been as severe.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.